On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Mark Brown is here, and we're talking about those pieces of paper that make up the deed for your home. Should you keep track of your actual deed?
Absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind, Mike.
Why?
Because of the complications that could develop if you're not careful on what you own and what your neighbor owns.
So shouldn't the lawyer who handles it explain to you what these lines mean?
Absolutely. It's important that the lawyer does that and potentially involve a surveyor who can kind of go through it and take a look and make sure your ownership and your rights are exactly aligned with what your deed says.
So you decide to do all these good things and you look at your deed and say, wait a minute, doesn't this make it look as if his fence is on my property?
That could be right. And next thing you know, your neighbor decides and says, well, that's actually my property.
How do you tell who's right?
Well, that's an interesting situation. Deeds can tell. I mean, that's one way. There's obviously surveys. Property is owned and should be owned by one person or an entity. And unfortunately, it goes to litigation where an action is commenced to determine and quiet claims the title to real property.
I would think if it's some big industrial use or some developer's property, they can do this. Is the average person in a situation where they can say, I want my day in court?
Well, it depends. I mean, if they're willing to obtain title insurance when they buy the property and they pay the rider, if necessary, on an increased basis, then they could potentially afford to fight and protect their rights. But quite often, these cases involve substantial sums in order to establish rights and ownership, especially in such sorts of situations where the other party doesn't want to settle and doesn't want to give up on, quote unquote, their land.
But when I bought my house, they made it sound as if the title insurance was mandatory.
Believe it or not everyone has to buy it. Lenders, of course, want it and protects their hide in the event there's a problem in foreclosure or with a certain issue with the property. But believe it or not, a buyer is not obligated to receive title insurance and sometimes waives the rights to purchase it.
It's not unusual for people to be sitting home in their house and suddenly they hear all this noise out front and a guy's digging up their front lawn with a big backhoe and the owner's saying, what are you doing? And he says, well, I'm putting your new gas line in. Can they do that?
If it's National Fuel or National Grid or whatever, the answer to that is yes, they can. If they have an easement and that's in their deed and it would show that in their deed. You would think, though, the entity would notify the owner and say, we're coming on your property, just letting you know. They are supposed to correct the problem, by the way. They can't just start digging and leave it as is. They have the rights to come on, and there's procedure that goes into play, but that's easement rights, and that it should be at least identified in property ownership laws.
But you look at the deed. You don't know what all these lines mean.
Yeah, you definitely want to – I mean, you could do it on your own, walk the line. But if there's a problem and you want to protect yourself and make sure you are 100% protected, you definitely want to get the help of an attorney or a surveyor to make sure that you own what you own. And if you're going to start putting a pool in or a front gazebo or in your front lawn or whatever, it could theoretically be a problem if it's your neighbor's lawn. And then there's questions that come into how long did you utilize the property and whether you're entitled to potentially own it, in quotes, I say that, through adverse possession.
Can they take your property under adverse possession?
Yes. There is a protocol. There's the five elements of adverse possession. If there's continuous use and it's open and notorious, it's actual, they're actually on the property. It's hostile, and meaning that they are taking it as if it's their own. And it's exclusive, that nobody else is using it, so that the world sees, and it's, you know, Mike Desmond's use of this property. Well, therefore, you can gain ownership of adverse possession. There were some changes in 2008 that affect the law today, but for the most part, a lot of these claims, as they accrue over 10 years, are based on the prior statute.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Mark Brown is here, and we've been talking about making sure you know what is on your deed. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.